Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Samech Beis. We are up to Sivches, the last line on page 434. Parutz Meruba Al Ha'omed. If you have a wall and there are more openings than closings, Usser. That is Usser. You can't have Parutz Meruba Al Ha'omed. You can't have more open space than closed space. Ela im kein kol pirtza mehem pechusa mishlosha tfachim. Unless the open spaces are all less than three tfachim, in which case, as we know, we say lovet, and it's as if it is all closed up. Says the Mishaburis of Kadon Memhei. So you have to have parutz meruba la'omid, afilu shtei mechitzos shleimos. Even if you have two walls that are complete, v'gam hadofen shebo halechi, and even the wall that has the lechi, or it has a tzuras ha-pesach, asuya kadin, it's done properly. So you have three walls that are done properly, uba mechitza ha-shlishis, and on the third regular wall, besides the two regular walls and the wall with the lechi or the tzuras ha-pesach, haya ha-paritz meruba. So on that fourth side, it's more open than closed. Nechshav osa ha-mechitza kamandalesa. That wall that's paritz meruba min ha-omed is considered not there at all. Va'afilu keneged ha-omed nechshav kaparitz. And therefore, even if you're across from the part that's closed up, it's considered all open. V'nimtza she'ein lo besach ha-kol ki'im shalosh mechitzos. It turns out that he only has a total of three mechitzos, the two regular mechitzos, the wall with the lechi that serves a Pesach, and he's lacking the last wall, even though part of it is closed, but it's paris meruba al-omed, it doesn't count. Aval, kisha omed meruba, if the closed part is greater than the open part, then it's mutter. V'yesh omrim shafilu ha-omed eno meruba mitzad echad. Some say, even if the omed is not greater than the open part only on one side, rak mishnei atzadim, meaning you have to add up the closed part on one side of the opening, the closed part on the other side of the opening, together they are greater than the open area inside, mitzdarfin ahadodi, they join together with each other, umizbatel haparetz lagabei, and the open part in the middle is considered batel. Va'afilu im ha'omed gufa shebishnei atzadim eino b'meluo. Says the Mishabur even further, so you have omed on one side, omed on the other side, paritz in the middle, even if the part that's omed, that's closed up, is not fully closed up. Afilu im ha'omed gufa shebishnei atzadim eino b'meluo. It's not fully closed up. Ella rather, yesh b'kol echad gam kein pirtza. On each side of the break of the pirtza, you have omed, but the omed itself has a pirtza. Ella sha omed rava alav. But on each side, you have omed beruba ala paritz, so it's majority omed on each side. You can add together the two omeds on the two sides, and you can be mevatel the paritz in the middle. Nechshav ayideze ki'ilu kula omed. We view the whole wall as if it is closed up. Umisbatel ha-paritz she-be'emtza. And it nullifies the opening in the middle. And now he gives an example, and it's a very clear example. It's picture number 22, if you want to follow it along in the picture. Kigon shahaya shetach haruach rochav chamisha asar amo. You have one wall that has a length of 15 amos. V'nishar b'kzei ha-kosel amo. You have all the way on one edge by the side wall, you have an amo closed. V'nifratz amo. Then you have a break that's an amo. V'nishar ome shnei amos. And then you have a closure of two amos. So you have one amo closed, one amo open, two amos closed, like in the picture on both sides. The etzlo pirtza gedolo shel shiva amos. In the middle you have an opening of seven amos. The etzlo, and on the other side of it, omeid shnei amos. Again, you have a closure of two amos. The od pirtza amo, another opening of an amo. The od pas amo bikotze hasheni shel akosel. And one other closure of an amo all the way up against the wall. So you have an amma closed, an amma open, two ammas closed. So that's omed meruba. We view that as four ammas closed. You have four ammas the same way closed on the other side. 4 + 4 = 8. That's mevatel, the opening of seven in the middle. So not only can you contribute the two sides of the big pirtza to get omed meruba aparutz, but even if the omed on each side is itself using omed meruba aparutz to get to the 4 and 4, which is 8, to mevatel the 7. So nechshav ze kilu omed meruba aparutz. So like picture number 22, so you have in the middle the 7 amma break, And on the sides, you have four amos that are closed, even though, again, within those four amos, there's one amo open, but the ome meruba parots on each side makes a four closed, and that together contributes to the eight, that's ome meruba meraparots of the seven in the middle. Sivkotan mem vav. We said that ome meruba parots is good. Parots meruba omed is no good. Elohim kain kol pirtzim mehem pechusim mishol shetvachim. Unless each opening is less than three tvachim, in which case we know, we say lovud, it's as if it's closed up. Says the Chavetz Chaim, tahave lovud. If it's less than three tvachim, we say lovud u kaome domi, it's as if it's closed up. The al kain, and therefore, afilu im below zeh hayosham pirtzim gedola. Even if without this idea of saying lovud, it would be a pirtza that's too large. Kigon, for example, shemasach shetach osa haruach achas asrei ama. For example, you have one side. In this example, it's an 11 ama side. V'hoyasham pirtza shel chamish amos. There is a break of 5 amos. V'makom echad in one place. So you have 11 ama wall. 5 amos are broken down. Ubashisha amos hanosarim. In the other remaining 6 amos, hoyu bekulan pratzos ketanos. There were a lot of small breaks. Shel pachos pachos mishloshet fachim. But every break in those 6 amos is less than 3 tfachim, where we say lavud. Chashvinan osan apratzos keilu hein stumos. We view all those small breaks less than 3 tfachim as if they're closed up. Vinimtsa sha'omid meruba. Turns out the omid is meruba, so you have an 11 tefach, 11 amos side, 5 amos are gone. All you have is 6 amos. And in that 6 amos, you have constant breaks, but they're all less than 3 tefachim. We view that 6 amos as if it's all connected through lavud, and now the 6 overrides the 5, that's omid meruba aparetz, that's going to be kosher. Sivkotan mem zayim. So it has to be mishlosh tefachim, less than 3 tefachim. The after the paretz ka'omid, even though when it comes to the parrots and the omid being equal, mavur b'siftes, we'll see in a moment the siftes. The ad eser amos nechshav lepesach, up to 10 amos is still considered a doorway. The parrots meruba, when the opening is greater than the closing, afilu ayde pratzel shel shlosh tfachim. Even if the breaks are just 3 tfachim, gam kein aser, that already forbids it, mishum de haomid misbata lagabei, because that overrides the omid, and that will be a problem. That is the end of the Mishnah Berurah in Sivches, but I want to read a very important note over here, very important note, and that is turning back to page 434, the bottom note, note number 20. The way the Mishnah Berurah described it is, even if you have 2 or 3 walls that are totally great, and the fourth wall is Paretz Meruba HaOmid, it ruins everything. Says note 20, Ule'inyon ha'nidon ha'im mitstarfin ha'omid o ha'paret she'b'chol hekef ha'mechitzos. Why can't we say that even though on one wall it's true, you have parets meruba omed, but if you add up all the sides, you end up with a total of omed meruba parets? Why can't you add up all the sides, or can you add up all the sides? So that is a major machlokas in the Achronim. Das ha'aruch ha'shulchan, shehein mitztarfin, that they can join together the different sides. Bein le'inyan omed meruba, bein le'inyan parets meruba. You can factor in all the sides together. Ella, shetzaruch al kaponim shiyem mikzas dofen b'chol tzad. You just need at least a little bit of a wall on every side. Shem lo kein ein beruach zu klal mechitza. Because if you have nothing on that side, it's not called a mechitza at all. V'chein nir das ha'merkeves ha'mishnah. So Aruch HaShulchan says, you can get to omid meruba l'paretz by adding up the sides. So even though on one side, it's paretz meruba l'omid, and in that case the Mishnah Berurah says the whole thing is ruined, so to Aruch HaShulchan, it's not ruined. You could add up all the sides and end up with omid meruba l'paretz, and you'll be good to go. Ne'idach, on the other hand, Ta'as l'chazanish, she'ein mitzdarfen omid meruach achas l'omid shevechavirta. You cannot add up the closed part of one side to the closed part of the other side. Eladonin b'chol ruach la'atzma. We judge each wall by itself. Es ha'omid sheba k'neged ha'paretz sheba. Like the Mishnah Berurah is mashma, each side you need to have omid meruba l'paretz. V'chein mashma me'a Mishnah Berurah, she'lo mitzarfen es ha'omid shebishtei ha'ruchos ha'shleimos. You cannot add up the two whole walls with the partial wall to get to Omei Meruba Paretz. If one wall is Paretz Meruba, no good according to the Chavetz Chaim and according to the Chazon Ish. Ella, tzarech sheyia ha'omei meruba b'mechitza ha'shlishes b'nei atzma. You need Omei Meruba min ha'paretz just on the third wall alone. V'chein mashma b'dvar v'el, so does mashma earlier. So look at the next paragraph, a beautiful nafkamina with the diagram. Mevur b'divri achazunish. Sheyesh nafkamina bein ashitos bofanim shelfaninu. The following case will be a major nafkamina between the Chazanish and the Chavetz Chaim versus Aruch HaShulchan. The case is as follows. Aleph, b'mokom she'orcho chof amos, v'rochvo yud amos. The length is 20 amos, the width is 10 amos, like in the picture. V'godar legamri eshtei harucho she'orkon chof. The two walls that are 20 amos are fully walled on the two sides. U'barucho she'orkon yud, but the two other sides that are supposed to have a length of 10 amos, godar dalar amos b'cho ruach kazeh. So you have 20 on one side, 20 on the other side, and out of 10, you only put a wall of 4 out of 10, which is less than half, and on the other wall across, 4 out of 10, which again is less than half. So explains the note, Shenimtza shebehekef haklali. If you obviously add up the 4 walls, ha'omed meruba, then we have omed meruba and aparat all together, and according to the Aruch HaShulchan, that's fine. Uberucho shel hayud haparat meruba, sheladas Aruch HaShulchan nidon ka'omed meruba, umutter. According to Aruch HaShulchan, that case is 100% fine. You add up the two sides, 20 and 20, plus the 4 and the 4, you have very large majority of omen, merub, and aparat. However, l'das ha-chazanish, nidon kaparat, merub, and vasar. According to the Chazanish, according to the Chavetz Chaim, you have two side walls, but both the other walls are paras, merub, and omen, they are not good. So this picture will be good according to the Aruch HaShulchan that says you can factor in all the walls, will not be good according to the Chazanish and according to the mashmos of the Chavetz Chaim. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siv Tes, we're on the top line of page Reish Yud Ches. So Sifches we discussed, where it was Paritz Merubim and Ha'omed, there's more open area than closed area. In Siftes he discusses Paritz Ka'omed, when it's exactly equal, it's Mutter. So Paritz Ka'omed Mutter, Bein Bishasi Bein Be'eriv, whether the walls that you have are vertical walls, vertical posts, or horizontal ropes, as long as the Paritz is equal to the Omed, it's Mutter. As long as there is no opening that is more than 10 amos. So if there's more than 10 amos, even if you have, as we've seen in the Mishabura Mefurish, even if you have an omen merubim in aparutz, but there's a break of more than 10 amos, that ruins it, that passels it. Aval ad eser amos. But up until 10 amos, mutter, it is permissible. Mipnei shi kepesach, as we've discussed many times, up to and including 10 amos, it's considered a pesach, it's considered a doorway. So if you have omen merubim in aparutz, and you have a doorway, that's fine. More than 10 is a pirtza, that's a break, and therefore that will ruin it, even if you have Ome Meruba la Paritz. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Mem Ches. Paritz Ka'omed is Mutter. Delot Sarach Sheyehe Ha'ome Meruba la Paritz. We don't need that the closed area is larger than the open area. Afilu im Shavim Heim Gamke Mutter. If they are equal, the closed and the open, it's also Mutter. Kevan She'ein HaParetz Meruba. As long as the open part is not greater than the closed part, it's not Paritz Meruba, it's Mutter. V'afilu keneged haparetz mutter l'taltel. And if it's equal, even across on the part that is open, you can carry. D'yesh alze din mechitza shleima. That wall gets a din of a mechitza shleima. So even though you're across on the part of the wall that's broken down, since it is either omei merubin haparetz or omei kaparetz, that wall is 100% fine. Bein b'shesis if katam emtes. Sha'omen al gabe karka begova. We're talking about shesi is vertical. There are posts that are standing on the ground. V'yesh chalolim rechavim b'socha mechitza, and there are air spaces that are in the area between the walls. Atcha paratzu shavu la'omid. So there are equal areas of airspace versus areas that are closed. That is paratz ka'omid, that is fine. That was the example of the shasi, of the vertical posts. The same thing is true, the Mechaber said, if it's Erev, if it's going horizontal with ropes, it can also be Paritz Ka'omid is fine. Says the Mishaburis of Kata Nun Da, you should know. Dekol Mechitza Tzarech Shelo Yeh Betachtiso. Every wall requires that it does not have on the bottom Cholol Shlosha Tfachim. You can never have 3 Tfachim open on the bottom of a wall. Dimhoye Bo Cholol Shlosha Tfachim. If you have an airspace on the bottom of a wall that is a complete 3 Tfachim, Afilu Lamala Asa Shiva Tfachim. Even if above you made a complete wall of 7 Tfachim, below Shum Cholol, without any airspace, You clearly have omen merubal aparetz. You have seven closed, three open. Or if you have three tefachim open at the bottom and you have a 10 tefach wall above, you have 10 over 3. Gam kein lo mahani. All that will not help. A wall that is above three tefachim from the ground, or not less than three tefachim from the ground, it's considered that the goats can go under it, and that is mevat the mechitza. So any wall that has airspace from the ground up to three tefachim, that wall is no good no matter what you do on top of it. V'cheinim ha-mechitza hoya lemata gova shisha tefachim. So too says the Chafetz Chaim, if the wall starts from the ground up, it's six tefachim high, the hirchik shlosha tefachim shleimim, and then you have a break of three complete tefachim, the hemid lamala ot pas. So you have six tefachim from the floor up, a three tefach break, and then one board of one tefach. So it's a total height of 10 tefachim. You have seven closed, three open. One would think that you say, omen merubin aparetz, and it will be good. Says the Mishabura, even if you place that other pass on top, v'shlimu la'asar tefachim, and that completes the 10 tefachim, gam kein lo mahani, that also will not be good. Why? Afsha omen merubal aparetz, even though it's true, you have seven against three, it's certainly more closed than open. Da'asi avir shalcholol shlosha tefachim shatachas apas. The airspace of three tefachim comes, which is under that board of one. The avir shelamala menapas, and the airspace that is above that one tefach board, ad l'rakia, up to the shemayim, umevatli le lahapasha beemtza. So the avir on both sides that is greater than the closed area comes and is mevatli mechitza. So since you had six closed on the bottom, three open, and then you have one tefach closed, that one tefach is considered as if it's not there, because the three under it is larger than the one, and the area up till Shemayim over it is larger. So the two air spaces on both sides come and nullifies the tefach of the closed, and it's as if it's not there. V'cheinim asa l'mata b'tachtiso shlosha tefachim. Same thing is true if you made on the bottom by the ground three tefach wall. V'chein l'mala shlosha tefachim, and above you made three tefachim, so you have three tefachim by the ground, three tefachim by the top, by the 10 tefach marker, u'be'emtza nishar rochav arba tefachim chalol. So you have three closed, four open, three closed. So you would say, 3 plus 3 is 6, six closed, four open, you would think it's good. Afsha b'sacha kol yesh omeid shel shisha tefachim, even though if you add up all the closed area, if you have six tefachim. Umeruba hu ala chalol shemetayim, six closed is certainly greater than the four of airspace in the middle. Still, zakhtim ishabura lo havi mechisa, that's not a good wall. For the same reason, since the four airspace is greater than the three closed on top, and the airspace on top is certainly larger, so again, osi avir de haigiso, vahaigiso mavatale, the osi avir de lamala, the haavir arba tochim shebeemtza, the airspace that is larger above, the airspace that's larger in the middle, come, umavatli leila shloshet fachim, they nullify the shloshet fachim of wall that you have in between them. Avol, however, im also lamala arba tefachim. If you switch it around, the top board that you place at the 10 tefach marker going down is 4 tefachim. Ubetachtiso shlosha tefachim. So you have 3 tefachim at the bottom that's closed, 4 tefachim on top that's closed. Ubeemtza nishar shlosha tefachim cholol. And in the middle you have 3 tefachim of airspace. Now we're in business. 3 closed, 3 airspace. 4 closed, so now the airspace in the middle is not larger than the 4 tefach wall on top, and it's not able to mevatel it. But zeh lo amrinan. In this case, we do not say, de'ha'avirin mevatli lei l'harba tefachim omid shelamala. We don't say the avir of both sides comes and is mevatel the closed in the middle. Sha'acharei shu meruba al ha'avir shetatav. Since the closed wall of 4 tefachim on top is larger than the 3 tefachim of airspace below it, ein yachol ha'avir levatlo. The airspace is not able to come in and be mevatlet. The other rabba, the opposite is true. Ha'avir batel legabei. Actually, the airspace of 3 in the middle, between the 4 closed on top and the 3 closed on the bottom, is nullified. Ukeilu sasum kulo damya. It's as if the whole wall is closed. You have omein merubal aparetz, going in that direction, in the horizontal direction, and that is considered a complete wall. Even though there's no lavud, there's ome meruba aparetz, and there is no problem of osya avir dahagiso, dahagiso umavatale. Vihine, bezeh hatziur shetziarnu. This picture that we have drawn, ha'omed meruba laparetz, the closed is larger than the open. Uparetz ka'omed lo mishkachas labe'eruv. Zotach Chafetz Chaim, to have a case of parrots exactly like the omed, by erev, by horizontal ropes or boards, is impossible to find. Kimosha kasavna the beralocha, like the beralocha explains. Basically what he explains is that even if they're equal, we say the airspace underneath and the airspace above is mevatlet. So there's no way to have it exactly equal when it comes to Erev. Only when it comes to Shasi, Ayin the Biralocha, you'll see that discussed in detail. Vihine Lashon Zeshal Mechaber Hu Noveh Milashon Atur. But the Mechaber Lamaisa said that Paretz Ka'omed is Mutter, Bein B'Shasi, Bein B'Erev. Now we're saying it's impossible to have such a scenario when it comes to the Erev, only by the Shasi. So says the Chafetz Chaim, this Lashon of the Mechaber is taken from the Tur. It appears that the Torah didn't mean it specifically, that Paretz Ka'omid applies to Shasi and to Erev. It's not Nogea by Erev, it's impossible to have. Umishum Shasi Nakde. And because of the vertical post, that's why the Torah uses the Lashon of Paretz Ka'omid. By Shasi, he throws in Erev, even though physically it's not possible to have such a scenario. V'teida, I'll prove it to you. The Bepiske Arosh, which was written by the Torah, lo kasav sham rakta omen ruba aparetz matir be'erev. When it comes to the Piske Arosh, there the Torah writes that you need omed meruba al aparetz when it comes to Erev. That's because it's impossible to have paretz ka'omed by Erev. So there he writes it more specifically, you have to have omed meruba al aparetz. The ayin, the beralocha, beralocha just goes through it. The bottom line of the beralocha is that the only way to have omed equal kaparetz would be three on the bottom, 3.5 airspace in the middle, 3.5 wall on top. So together, the 3.5 and 3.5 is 7, plus 3 at the bottom is 10, but you still say, Asi avir dahagiso dahagiso, even when it's equal, the Beralacha speaks this out, it will be mevatlet, so it wouldn't be good. The only way it could be good is if the board in between the airspace underneath and the airspace on top is larger than the airspace underneath. And if that's the case, it's not going to be paretz ka'omid, it's going to be omed meruba laparetz. That's what the Mishaburu is addressing. It's spoken about more at length. You can check on your own time in the Beralacha. But continues the Mishaburu of Katan and Aleph, Shalo Yehei. So the Mechaber said, Paretz Ka'omid is good, as long as there is no break in one place more than 10 amos. The Al Yidei Zeh, through having a break of more than 10 amos, Nechshav Kol HaKaisel Ki'ilu Eino. That makes it as if the entire wall doesn't exist. V'afilo Ha'omei Meruba HaParetz. So you can have a wall that's more closed than open, but there's an opening more than 10 amos, it ruins the whole wall. Even though it's only Meruba HaParetz, it ruins the wall. Sivkatan Nun Beis is going the last point of the Mechaber. The Mechaber said, but up till 10 amos will be mutter if it's omei beruba, because then that opening, although it's large, is only considered a pesach. Says the Mishabura, val ad eser v'ad b'chlal. Up to and including 10, that will be fine, that's a pesach. We know a pirza is only if it's more than 10. More than 10 ruins the wall, even if it's omei beruba paretz. 10 or less is considered a pesach, and as long as it's omei beruba paretz, it will be okay. We'll stop here. Tomorrow night is a very important shir. We'll discuss Turas HaPesach, very practical for all of our city Erevin that are relying on that, and our bungalow colony Erevin. That will be a Mitzvah Shem starting tomorrow night with Sif Yud.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.